A uniformed sergeant came in, followed by a large, very young and gormless-looking constable with carroty hair and lots of freckles. Doubtless he had been sent to learn the ropes in this quiet backwater where nothing ever happened.
"He did it!" Stella cried, pointing at Nick.
Eleanor, while recognizing that she had ample reason for her distress, was getting fed up with the histrionics, even fearing that they might turn into hysterics. Not that Eleanor had ever been a particular advocate of the stiff upper lip, taken to excess, but in its absence she recognized its virtues. In the current idiom, she was, if she'd got it right, a square, no doubt, and very likely uptight, too.
"Did what?" Sergeant Roscoe asked stolidly.
"Stabbed Jeff! I saw it!"
"That's torn it," Nick said softly as the sergeant frowned at him. But Roscoe said to the constable,
"For Pete's sake, switch on the light, Arnie."
Then he turned to Doug.
"So, what's up, Doug? You really got a body? You're not having me on?"
"In the back room,"
Doug hoiked a thumb.
"The studio. It's the artist, Geoffrey Monmouth, stabbed."
"And you saw this chap do it?"
The light came on.
"That's better."
"Oh, it's Nick Gresham, isn't it? You're on the Trelawney Arms darts team. Port Mabin, right?
What you do, throw a dart at him and hit a bullseye by mistake?"
"Come off it."
"How can you joke about it?"
Stella interrupted passionately. For once, Eleanor agreed with her.
"Not joking, miss, just trying to find out what's going on. Don't want to call in Bodmin for nothing, do I?"
"Nick stabbed Jeff with a dagger."
"I did not."
Roscoe ignored him.
"Doug, you saw this?"
"Not me. Stella did. She said to phone the police. So I did. I didn't go in there till after."
"Hadn't you better go and take a look, Sergeant?" said Marge.
"S'pose so, Mrs. Rosevere,"
Roscoe said with obvious reluctance. He looked at his constable as if debating the wisdom of sending him instead to view the body. With a gloomy shake of the head, he said,
"You stay there by the door, Arnie, and don't let a soul through."
Which was, Eleanor thought, a surprisingly tactful way of telling them all to stay put. But a face peered in through the door glass, as if to prove the precaution was aimed in both directions. Her start, when she saw it, alerted PC Arnie. He drew down the blind, not quite so gormless as he looked.